They're watching the people.
Mr. Magoo. Good start, Sir Adrian.
And you're here listening to Black on Black on Black. You're here with us on a Monday, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. every Monday. And it's D-Fantastic. And you know, normally this is when Queen interrupts with some sort of nonsense, but Queen is not here. It is me. I do have a special guest though, but we will introduce them later. So, if you're just listening to Black on Black for the very first time, this is about a Bay Area native and a transfer from the Sizzity South. We explore the real San Francisco, finding scenes, creating memes, and being obscene. Listen to the show to find out what's going on in the city, where to find it, and to learn about the local artists who make it all happen, baby. There's a lot of shit actually going on, which is exciting because this is my favorite season, spooky season. And the spookiest thing of all is fucking this election cycle. So vote, y'all. If you need any more reason or any more possible way or anything to get excited about for voting, the League of Pissed Off Voters is doing a gay bar tour this Thursday. So it starts, it's Thursday, October 24th. It starts at High Tops. Meet there at 6 p.m. this Thursday. Again, that's League of Pissed Off Voters. They're doing a gay bar tour. Turn up, turn up, turn up. October 24th at High Tops. Meet there at 6 p.m. this Friday. Also, coming up on this weekend is Banda Sin Nombre with the Wyatt Act. They will be at the TGPA Salesforce Park, October 26th. From 2:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. And it's also going to include some dope-ass drag acts with Mama Dora, La Katia, and Clint Torres. So it's all ages. Bring everybody and everybody and have some fun. Again, that's Banda Sin Nombre, October 26th from 2:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. At TGPA's Salesforce Park. And then next month, we got Mission Delirium with Choti Ma and Clarissa Batar. They're performing at Brick and Mortar Music Hall on Saturday, November 9th. Doors open at 8:30 p.m. So that's Mission Delirium on Saturday, November 9th. Get there by 8:30 p.m. Make sure to buy some merch, you know, and turn up for the local artists. So that's what's going on for this week and the coming weeks. So super excited because this episode for the spooky season is all about spookiness. For y'all who don't know about D-Fantastic, I'm gothic as fuck. I consider myself kind of like a bubblegum goth, you know? I can be bright and colorful, but also, like, I'm wearing, like, hella spiked, like, chokers and shit, and, like, really obnoxious metal t-shirts with, like, brains exploding. So from childhood, I have enjoyed the spooky, the macabre, the horror. Shout out to my mom for showing me some of the best, like, crazy old-ass, like, cartoons that were, like, really spooky and strange. So I got my spookiness through a lot of things, but thank you, Mom, for introducing me to this really fun stuff. So before we get into this first song, because I kind of just want to like start us off before we talk about our other themes, I want to introduce this very special guest we have. So introduce yourself. Are you gonna say something?
Well, I can't really say my name. That gives you too much power.
Well, I mean, you can't. Okay, so then what can I call you? If I can't say your name, what can I call you for now?
Well, you could call me Saint Haint. That might work.
Okay, well, all right, folks. We have Saint Haint here with us on the show. I would describe them as something ethereally spooky, something so sublimely terrifying that you'd probably shit your pants if you saw them. But for the sake of this show, I will just say that they are my ghostly friend. So, Saint Haint, thank you so much for being here, because we're going to talk about your life and all sorts of interesting things. But I would like to start off with one of my favorite songs ever. It's called The St. James Infirmary by Cab Calloway. So Cab Calloway is just, I mean, he's a fucking legend. We'll talk about it in a minute. But this song has probably like one of the best animation sequences with it. So let's get into it. And that was St. James Infirmary by Cab Calloway. You're listening to Black on Black on Black. For those who don't know about Cab Calloway, also known as Cabell Calloway III, he was an American jazz singer and band leader, regular performer at the Colton Club in Harlem, where he became a popular vocalist of the swing era. So his niche of mixing jazz and vaudeville won him a lot of acclaim in his career that lasted over 65 years. So he sang the St. James Infirmary which was accompanied by one of the most popular shorts of Betty Boop cartoon, which Betty's being carried away in a casket, followed by this kind of melancholy clown who turns into a ghost. I remember watching that cartoon as a kid. It was one of the many things that launched me into the path of being, of appreciating like gothic melancholy stuff today. So I just wanted to kind of start off the show with paying a tribute to that. Our themes today are going to be pretty cool. So we're going to kind of dive into the Gothic South. Really interesting, like spooky or ethereal traditions around like the Black diaspora around the world. And then like some of my favorite like Black horror entertainment. So, you know, first I kind of just want to get into the Gothic South. So, I don't know if y'all ever been to the South, but the South is spooky as fuck. The South is spooky because,
I mean, you know, you got people like me living there.
Yes, Saint Haint, thank you for that. But, like, there's people like you living there, things like you living there, because there's so much violence that has happened in the South. Like, it's spooky because violent, psychopathic, sociopathic, evil, treacherous things happened to the South for very, very, very long periods of time. So yeah, if you're thinking about where the most haunted places can be, whether you believe in things being haunted or not, it would be the South. And I mean, why? Part of it is because, like, there's, you know, whether you believe in hauntings or not, malevolence and energies, I mean, you can walk into a room and people are there and you can sometimes tell the energies are off. Like, and sometimes, if that's the case for just like old historic things, because so much horrible stuff has happened. And so I wanted to, since we're talking about Haints, including you, Saint Haint.
Thank you for allowing me on the show.
You're very welcome. Haint is an old Southern word for a specific type of ghost or evil spirit from the Carolina coast, but found in tales from various regions of the South. Belief in Haint probably originated with the Gullah Geechee people, descendants of African slaves in the Carolina Low Country and Barrier Islands. In the South, Haints are malicious ghosts, often seeking to steal or harm naughty children. Maybe use this story to make unruly children behave?
No, I do steal children. Just the bad ones. The good ones, they don't taste as sweet.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Saint Haint. In her quote, History of Gullah Culture, Marissa Polisak wrote, there are many Gullah traditions, customs, and beliefs that are still being practiced today. For instance, the Gullah believe in witchcraft and paint their doors Haint blue in order to ward off evil spirits and witches.
Horrible, horrible color.
Thank you. There are people in the Gullah community that thought to have the power to protect people from evil. If the Gullah believe that their houses are haunted by evil spirits or are worried that a spirit will soon try to inhabit their dwelling, they will paste newspaper on their walls in order to distract the spirits from doing any harm. Still today in the South, historic homes often feature a special hue of blue paint on the ceilings of their big covered porches or window shutters, sills, and doors. There are various explanations for the tradition, but one of the most common is that Haint blue represents water to confuse Haints, which, according to legend, can't cross over water. So how do you get rid of Haints? You can have a bottle tree. Bottle trees originated in Africa. They migrated to the U.S. with enslaved people. So bottles are said to catch wandering spirits at night and hold them until they can be destroyed by sunshine of daytime. Distracting Haints with counting tricks. According to legend, Haints can't resist certain repetitive tasks, such as reading newspapers, pasted onto walls, or counting the straws in a broom, or grains of rice. The idea is to distract and frustrate the Haint to keep losing count and starting over again repeatedly. The Haints will be forced to leave as morning approaches, having done no harm. Of course, you can clean the house, which I feel like is something you also tell bad children to do. Burn sage or incense, mop the floors with pine and camphor, and place salt across the doors and windows in any corner. So that's how you get rid of Haint, something I might have to employ before the end of the show. I also wanted to talk about hoodoo and voodoo. So sometimes people use hoodoo and voodoo interchangeably. It is not interchangeable. The most important difference between them is that voodoo is an actual religion, while hoodoo is more like practices. Voodoo has its own rituals, leaders, teachers, representatives, services, and they have like distinct branches. So you've got the Voodoo of New Orleans and Louisiana and the Vodou of Haiti. So those are like some of the main branches of it. Hoodoo, on the other hand, just like kind of like a practice of things and can be integrated into other religions versus Voodoo. So Voodoo believers in general, they believe in an omnipotent and unknowable supreme creator known Bonji. His name comes from the French term Bonju, literally meaning good God. Generally, a Haitian Voodoo service will be conducted in Creole, Haitian French dialect. Voodoo is rooted in the religious practices of West African nations, especially in the Yoruba and Fon peoples. Per Voodoo belief, Bonji does not directly intercede in the lives of human beings. Consequently, Voodoo priests and priestesses call upon the Loa, spirits who work for Bonji. Different Loa are responsible for various aspects of life. Three of Voodoo's most important families of spirits are those belonging to Rada, Petro, and Gedi. Rada spirits are benevolent, so, you know, okay, cool. Petro spirits are angry, violent, or evil. And Gedi spirits are those who deal with death and dead people. So, Saint Hank, which one are you?
Whatever you want me to be, baby.
Okay, so we're going to put you in Gedi. I feel like that's what you would fall into. So many Gedi spirits are zombies in the original sense of the word, but like they don't eat the brains of the living or violently attack them like in the movies, right? So in Voodoo, zombies are like victims and they're kind of walking dead or semi-conscious, and essentially they're in control by the person who raised him or her from the dead or the near dead. Many people believe that the idea of zombies came into Haitian Voodoo culture as a means of expressing the deadness of being a slave. Whew, yeah. So, I mean, it's like if you wake up every day being tortured from sun up to sun down. Yes, I can completely see how you would feel like your soul is just gone. So the concept of zombies kind of arose as a spiritual force among the slaves to help them endure their suffering. In regards to hoodoo beliefs, hoodoo is a form of hybrid African folk magic that often emphasizes the practical use of magic for healing, protection, divination, that sort of thing. So not formal, but it does blend into faiths from different religions. So practitioners can, you know, call upon Roman Catholic saints, biblical characters like Moses, or even Native American spirits to aid them in casting their spells. Some hoodoo practitioners consider themselves Catholics, actually, who believe in both Catholic saints and African gods. In the United States, hoodoo sessions tend to be conducted in English, and they call their magic, what's up with the K? And the practitioner will use such materials as roots, herbs, crystals, animal parts for rituals, and they may even use like certain, you know, bodily fluids belonging to the person who the session is being conducted. Those leading hoodoo rituals might also reference religious texts like the Bible, but not necessarily for the purpose of conducting the session. Rather, they're calling upon the saints of other people to help kind of guide them through their, you know, with their talismans as part of their ceremony. So since hoodoo is not a religion, it doesn't have any really written documents, and instead it's kind of passed on from member to member, you know, whether it's, you know, from mouth to mouth or, you know, just handed down documents or written text. So it's pretty interesting. So just kind of wanted to give you a rundown of stuff that goes down in the Gothic South, you know, Haints and hoodoo, voodoo, and more. So let's get into some more music, and we'll start off with New World in My View by King Britt and Sister Gertrude Morgan.
New world in my view, Lord, my journey I pursue. I said I'm running for the city. I got the new world in my view. I got the new world in my view. Got that new world.
in a pond where the sun never shine. I wish you would hold on to black girl, where will you go? I'm gone where the cold wind blows. In a pond where the sun never shine. I wish you would hold on to black girl, don't lie to me. Tell me, where did you sleep last night? In the pond, where the sun never shines. I wish you were all night too. My husband was a railroad man, killed a mile and a half from here. His head was found in a driver's wheel, and his body haven't been found. You called me to moan. You called me to leave my home.
Born on a bad sign. Been down since I began to call. If it wasn't for bad luck, you know I wouldn't have no luck at all. Hard luck and trouble been my only friend. I've been on my own ever since I was 10. Born on a bad side. Been down since I began to call. If it wasn't for bad luck, you know I wouldn't have no luck at all. I can't read. I didn't learn how to write. My whole life has been one big fight. Born on a bad sign. I've been if it wasn't for bad luck, I said I wouldn't have no luck at all. That ain't no lie. Ow! You know, if it wasn't for bad luck, I wouldn't have no kind of luck. If it wasn't for real bad luck, I wouldn't have no luck at all. You know, wine and women is all I crave. A big leg woman gonna carry me to my grave. Born on the bad side. I've been down since I began to crawl. If it wasn't for love, I tell you I wouldn't have no luck at all. Yeah, I'm a bad luck boy. Been having bad luck all of my days. Yeah.
I'm going to do that. Get me a mojo hand. I'm going to loot him and get me a mojo hand. I'm gonna fix my woman so she can't have no other man. Cold ground was my bed last night. Rocks was my pillow too. Cold ground was my bed last night. Rocks was my pillow too. I woke up this morning, I was wondering, what in what am I gonna do? I lay down thinking, about me a mojo hand. I lay down thinking, about me a mojo hand. I didn't wanna fix my woman so she can't have no other man. Don't let your woman fix you like mine fix me. Don't let your woman, boy, fix you like mine fix me. She'll make a fool about her, about it a fool can be. When she got another man, can a woman act funny? When she got another man, you know she won't look straight at you. This is always written sin. Won't be gone long. I'm going tomorrow, but I won't be gone very long. I'm gonna give me a mojo hand. I'm gonna bring it back home. That's what I'm gonna do.
Cause something ain't right. That evil, evil is in your home. I'm just warning you, brother, you gotta watch your happy home. Well, if you're a long way from home, can't sleep at night, your telephone call. Something wrong. That's evil. Evil is in your home. I'm just warning you, brother. You better watch your happy home. We'll be right back.
can't sleep at night. Another mule is kicking in your stall. That evil is in your home. I tell you, what are you, brother? You gotta watch your happy home. Your house, knock on the front door, run round to the back and catch evil coming out of your back door. That evil is in your home. And just what you, brother, you better watch your happy home. In your stall, you know that evil, evil is in your home. I'm telling one of you, brother, you better watch your happy home.
Sky begin to rise. Lord, if I raise my care who do, lady. I want you to treat me right. Bring my man back home, but don't let him stay all night. And don't put that thing on me. Don't put that thing on me. Don't put that thing on me, 'cause I'm going back to Tennessee. Boy, she's tricky, she can be. Better watch her too. When you leave this time, come back again. But don't put that thing on me. Don't put that thing on me. Don't put that thing on me, 'cause I'm going back to Tennessee. Boys, I'm scared of them.
Black on Black on Black. You're here listening to D Fantastic. That was Hoodoo Lady by Memphis Mini. For those who don't know, if you have not listened to Memphis Mini, then you're fucking behind, bro. She's amazing. She's also known as Lizzie Douglas. Memphis Mini was a blues guitarist, vocalist, songwriter. His recording career lasted for over 3 decades. Some of her biggest hits are When the Levee Breaks, Me and My Chauffeur Blues, Bumblebee, and Nothing in Ramblin'. So that song was Hoodoo Lady. We're talking about some hoodoo. So get your hoodoo you do on this spooky season. So let's get into it. You know, this next segment, I really wanted to talk about some fun and spooky traditions by the Black diaspora, one of which I used to get rid of St. Haint. Thank you. And now I'm just sitting here in this spooky little studio by myself on a dark eve of the Mission District. So some of my favorite traditions that I looked up around in the Black diaspora from all around the world are just really, really cool. So the Obia, and that is in the Caribbean, so that includes Jamaica, Trinidad, and Guyana. So it's a mystical sorcery, and Obia is a folk magic, spiritual practice of African origin, popular in the Caribbean. It's a powerful system of spells, divination, and healing, but it's also feared for its dark side. Obia practitioners are believed to be able to control spirits, cast curses, or even cause death. So, don't fuck with them. In this magic, we have the duppies, which are ghosts. The belief in duppies, restless spirits of the dead, is widespread in Caribbean folklore. These spirits are believed to wander the earth at night, particularly in graveyard or lonely roads. Duppies can be vengeful or malevolent, causing illness or misfortune to those who encounter them. I don't know what it is about lonely roads that scare the shit out of me to this day. Like, but there's something like, you've been out in the country, you out on the lonely ass roads, you got the fog rolling in, you're like, I'm about to get eaten. Something is out here waiting for me, lurking in the darkness after my ass. And shit, man, I run, but I don't run like I used to. So if the duppy's after me, the duppy's gonna gut me. So, I lonely roads are terrifying. Graveyards actually aren't too terrifying. I actually, for those who know me well, I actually shot my engagement photos in a graveyard. It was amazing. I had my makeup done professionally by one of my favorite drag queens in the Bay Area. Shane Zaldiva, the pop-up drag queen, was amazing. Everyone who's seen those engagement photos are just blown away. So big shout out to her. Love her. She's the best. Okay, let's see. The rolling calf is still in the Caribbean. This is a Caribbean myth about a terrifying, ghostly creature, a rolling calf, which appears as a giant, chain-dragging beast with fiery eyes. It's said to haunt people at night, especially those who stray far from their homes or commit misdeeds. I think it's interesting because it feels like like, if there are that many ghosts and things and rolling calves after people who are committing misdeeds, I'm like, then why is there a crime? You know, like rolling calf, please. I need your help. I need your help with people bipping in the mission, okay? Buzzing people's windows out their car. Can you help me here, please? We're not in the Caribbean, so I digress, but still, please help us. okay, the Lugaroo. This is in the Caribbean as well, but this is in like the Dominica, St. Lucia, and Granada. The Lugaroo, love the name of this, is a shape-shifting witch from Caribbean folklore akin to the vampire. In legend, the Lugaroo can transform into a ball of fire and fly through the night, suck blood from unsuspecting victims. She's said to make deals with the devil, and in exchange for power, she must provide him with human blood. So not like in the traditional vampire, like globbing onto someone's neck, you know, but and take the blood and kind of like giving it to the devil in exchange for power, which also makes me think, do you have to take it from victims? Can you like rob a blood bank? Like, how does that work? I just, you know, if I was any one of these entities, I'm not saying I'd be lazy. I'd be innovative, you know, work smarter, not harder, is all I'm saying. So Lugaroos, if y'all are listening to me, there's blood banks. There's also recently fresh dead bodies. You can go after that. I don't know how good your, you know, your sense of smell is, but yeah, just offering you that. Get your deals from the devil there. And you know, do you, boo. Papa Boyce and La Diablesse, I think I just butchered that. Also in the Caribbean and mainly in Trinidad and Tobago, Papa Boyce is a spirit who guards the forest, appearing as an old man with horns. He's generally benign, but can punish those who harm the environment, which is why I like him. I was like, yes, we need someone out there telling y'all fucking stop with littering and shit, please. And just treat the environment like best. Like, if I was malevolent, that'd be like one of my main goals. I'm like, y'all like parks and shit. Why are you throwing trash on the ground? Why are you like dumping jugs into like big bodies of lakes water? Yes, I will haunt you. I will put that jug in your ass, bitch. You know, like just whatever. But thank you. Thank you, Papa Voice. I appreciate you trying to keep the environment. Like, I'm like, you know, a spirit, right? Just trying to guard the forest. Meanwhile, La Diablesse is a beautiful woman with one cloven hoof, so that sucks for shoe sizes, who lures men into the forest where they become lost and perish. These creatures are central to Caribbean folklore and carry both spooky and moral messages. I will say, though, there's often a theme about like men being like lured away by women with fucking cloven hooves and shit. And I'm like, men, if you are out on a lonely road by yourself and a woman who's fucking limping, because you know her shit is not right. You got one cloven hoof, you got one not cloven hoof. Like, shit's off. She comes up to you out of nowhere and says, hey, baby, want to check out these calves? Like, you're kind of, I'm not victim blaming, but sir, please, like, there are better decisions you could have made than to retreat into the forest with this woman alone in the dark of night. Like, you know, it kind of reminds me of sirens. Like, sailors be out there, they hear a voice, you know, beautiful musical voice singing, and they're like, oh my god, like, maybe boobs. Like, come on, please. Please, do you not value your life more than boobs? I just, you know, anyways, I'm just saying, men, if you're listening out there, please try not to be lured away because of some ass. Your ass gets y'all in trouble anyways. So, yeah, there's fucking cloven hoof women out there waiting to take you. So please be careful. We got Tonton Makuti in Haiti. Tonton Makuti translates to Uncle Bagman, which, yeah, that name was humorous to me. It originates from Haitian folklore. He's said to be a boogeyman figure who kidnaps and devours children, carrying them away in his bag. His legend, which is really fucked up, was used as a symbol of fear during the dictatorship of Francois Papadoc Duvalier, whose secret police adopted the name Tonton Makuti and spread terror throughout the country. It's so fucked up. It's like, you know, I bet Tonton was pretty pissed off about that. He was like, y'all really gonna use my name for this shit? Like, come on now. Maybe he was into it. Maybe he's like, I've got free children now. Because actually, if you follow the Tonton Makuti man their van, you could then steal their children. I don't know. Don't, you know, Tauntaun, don't listen to me. You don't want to do that. Then we got Ngungun, Yoruba tradition in Nigeria and other black diaspora. Ngungun refers to ancestral spirits in Yoruba tradition, and they are honored in elaborate masquerades where men dress as spirits, dance, and perform rituals to communicate with the dead. The presence of Ngungun is deeply mystical, with the belief that they can bring blessings or curses depending on how well they're treated by the living. And the appearance of the Ngungun with their masked faces and flowing garments adds a spooky and mysterious element to these traditions. So, yeah, those are some of my kind of favorite fun and spooky traditions and folklore and the black diaspora around the world. But there was kind of something that stuck out to me as I was researching this is there's often this like mysticism of almost like a want for control in these things. And I wonder if some of these elements just come from the fact that so much of the black diaspora has been oppressed, right? You know, so when you think about like the rolling calf or Luguru or any of those where it's just like they find you, they get you no matter what sort of things. I'm wondering if it's something cultural where the elements of the spookiness and this folklore comes down into this deep sense of feeling of kind of a need for control in a sense, because so much has been taken from the black diaspora. And it makes me wonder, like, are there new types of folklore that we've created? You know, I think that those things have just slowly panned out and away from the internet. I mean, the early days of the internet, you had like Slenderman and other entities like that. But now that we've quote unquote advanced in our ways of the internet, I think just less kind of mysticism and folklore exist, which on one hand is like, okay, people are just getting a little less, you know, a little more scientific in their ways of thinking. But also, I mean, shit, I don't want to scare some people, man. What if I want to scare my kids? I can't tell them shit and be like, oh yeah, you know, the Luguru's after you, and they're gonna be like, but how do they turn into a ball of fire? It doesn't make any sense. And I'm like, well, I don't have a reason for that. Just besides that, it just works. You know, it just happens. But yeah, I definitely wonder if there are new types of folklore that just exist now, whether it's spread over the internet and beyond, that we just haven't really explored. One of the things that I think is interesting as far as like newer folklore is the belief that Americans are free. I'm sorry. anyway, so let's get back into some of my favorite spooky, creepy songs by black artists. And of course, we got to throw in this classic. Let's listen to some Thriller for Michael Jackson.